Item 15 is discussion possible action on development of agenda for Possum Kingdom Workshop, including Possum Kingdom Lake and Lake Granbury Boating Capacity Study, Possum Kingdom Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide, development and execution of a comprehensive property management strategy for Possum Kingdom Lake. Mr. Ford.
What we're going to do here is get our public craziness down. But what we want to do is to, whenever we get to the TK workshop, which will be part of this discussion, but before I get involved in this, we will clarify any questions, but we're not here to make decisions. We're not here to vote. We're just here to clarify this and see if we as a staff missed anything that will enhance your ability to communicate and to discuss for the upcoming meeting. Is that it? All right. Next slide. What we said is that we heard you when you were asking questions of the presenters from the boat loading study, from the shoreline management, and we're going to go through each one of them individually. In the format we're going to follow is this. Here's what we think we heard you say. Here's what the impact is, and then here's what here's what we're going to recommend, and then this will be the impact, where there will be no doubt in anybody's mind that the communist staff did not tell me, as a director, and I'm being facetious, that this was going on. So we want to be clear. We want to give the public ample opportunity to voice this thing. It's all above board. We have to keep pounding that because every time something happens that doesn't go a particular way, well, you didn't tell me. All right. So we'll evaluate and see if there's anything that happened in the two studies. We'll reconcile those. We need to determine, because we don't know, Mike may know today, do you know that what the answer to that question is?
We're about
75%.
And yes, I can give you
that. Okay, so anyway, we're getting that 75% to that answer. Next slide. So if you accept this study to include the management and the classifications, the decision on the dry stock, no additional private on water facilities at Possum Kingdom, that's what that means. If you accept the study in toto, if you accept the study, these will be the guidelines that Mike and Kent and I will use to enforce this. And the different color blocks, that's what the board so wishes. Decision on canal cut-throughs with new development. We're going to probably have to talk that because we already know that we're against, like I said in my little speech that I gave before we started the discussion last week, because of special interest. Special interest is not a bad word. Special interest is a position that you take. Where you sit, where you stand. And if you're a developer, well, then you want as many cut-throughs as you can get. If you're the city, to increase the tax base, you want as many cut-throughs as you can get. If you're the body that's in charge of protecting the environment, you say, whoa, we've got to take a look at this. And so those are going to be the things that are going to have to come to balance, and hopefully we'll talk about in our discussion. The decision will be key to the development, is how we go forward. Next slide. So I'm not going to leave these, but you can see that it limits the development. That's bad in some people's view. There are at least three people that don't agree with the second bullet, and there may be more. We think it protects the buffers. But how much is the buffer? And we'll talk through all that. Say, should it be 12 inches, 12 feet, whatever the initial part of it is. And then, and I want you to the bottom bullet there. All right, next slide. All right, why don't you talk to Shoreline?
Pretty much with the guide, this is what we heard that the board brought up in committee anyway, as we went through the guide, different things that they wanted to look at, which is where we're geared to answer those questions for you. Next slide. And pretty much the recommendation is fairly straightforward with the guide that we set both the residential and commercial as written. Once we've got everything explained and discussed, and that, if there's any other inputs,
we can certainly include those before we go final with it. And then that we make those guys available online and hard copy if need be to certainly the residents and the commercial lessees that are available and anyone else that might need a copy. Next slide.
Do I have any questions as we're going?
One of the biggest concerns, I think, was the center one at least that we heard as well, that there needs to be some type of grievance process. And by having that, I think one of the big drivers for having this plan was so that everybody knew the rules at the lake, and you kept a lot off of the tables at the board meetings and that by following that guide and the implementations thereof. We know this last bullet here, we'll have some discussion on that as well for any additional personnel staff that may or is needed for compliance inspections and that too. Next slide. And then this is Staubach. Some of the questions that came up was fairly limited anyway during that discussion. Next, recommendations slide. There's a few slides in here, and I won't read them all, but pretty much walk through what came out of the Staubach study. Certainly a long-term vision for the lake they felt like that we needed. Residential and commercial lease documents, and Monty alluded to some of that earlier as well and the impacts thereof. Next slide. These are some other areas that we want to discuss. Next slide. Some more things with public recreation. Other things that we can do with some of the property up there for discussion. And then the long-range development goals, whereas the property management, land management folks from Staubach pointed out as to different areas and how you want to tackle that as a board for development, future development around the lake. Next slide. I think this is the final recommendation slide, if I remember right. Certainly the lease rate methodology, if you follow that, graduates into market type rate, and there's going to be some impact certainly on the rate methodology, whether the present one that you have or future one. Next slide. Other impacts. This will probably be key as well for discussion. Recommendations of no more sub-lessees and what that does to, or the potential for what that can do to folks at the lake.
Can I just ask that when you discuss the subleases, can you provide a list of all the current
sure.
sub-lessees? Tell us how many sub-lessees there are, what kind of acreage it's on, are they on septic systems, so we can fully understand that.
Yeah, we've got all that data, Mike, don't we? Pretty much. I think most all of that we've got.
Okay.
We'll get that for you. You bet. Next slide.
Give them the background on this.
Sure. The scenic leases there back in time, and Mike could tell you how many years ago, but the authority had made a move, and they knew all along they wanted to use that area more for a recreational type area than the leases that they had on there, and they offered up to the lessees at that time an opportunity, I think, to move to another location on BRA property, which some of those lessees agreed to do. Others decided to stay where they were, and the recommendations from Staubach and that would be to turn this back into a recreational area, so at the end of the expiration of these two-year leases on the individuals that are there. And I think, Mike, most all, or not all, on their mobile home type stuff that could eventually be moved to potentially other areas as well, if the board so elected to do that.
Mostly they're mobile homes.
Yeah.
There are a couple of
structures
that are more fixed.
I'm sorry, Mike, I can't hear.
I'm sorry, mostly they are mobile homes. There are a few of the facilities are fixed to the ground, but in most every circumstance, they could either be
moved easily or with the assistance of the house.
And we can provide numbers and the title and structures that are on that property as well for you to assess that.
Yes. Well, this goes back a long time, but the bottom line was some people have moved about 50% of that original population moved there. Their structures off of that area. The other remaining people were put on notice that they're only on 2-year leases because the eventual outcome was going to be a public recreation area there.
You have any idea on the cost of moving some of those structures also, Mike?
It's really based on a mobile home, a much easier. If it's a fixed structure, it's going to be dependent on how many miles you have to move it. And yes, we do have some of that information because, as you know, we just finished our download of public housing up at Possum Kingdom as well. We can get that for you.
Next slide. So next steps moving forward, as we work at the workshop and that, will be these looking for implementation of the building capacity study. As well, the shoreline management plan and customer guide. Next slide. And then I think we'll certainly need to consider, and the board and committees to consider, either moving forward with phases 4 through 6 or portions thereof will stop out based on the scope of work and the outline, or potentially advertise a new RFP out there for another management company's assistance to do this. Or you may want to consider staff moving forward as well. I mean, we're certainly prepared to discuss all of that, I think, when we have the workshop.
Any questions? Comments?
Well, I'd like to just make a comment. At the last meeting, I just kind of encouraged all the directors that if you had specific questions, if you could get those to the staff prior to the workshop so that they've had an ample opportunity to get the research and the background so we'll have it here available. I know, Phil, I haven't told you this, but I know I'm going to have some questions I'll probably get to you by the end of the week. So I just think it would help us.
About what?
Just question any of the questions that you have.
You're going to have a question about.
I'm going to have some questions that I'm going to get to Phil for all this. I just want to make sure that we don't throw anything out at the workshop that maybe we couldn't address a little earlier and make sure that we have the backup that we need to really discuss it. So,
Wade, while you're talking about the workshop, would you like to discuss plans for the workshop in terms of location, date, so forth?
Well, we discussed this, and my personal opinion as a director is that we have a workshop at Possum Kingdom. I think it would be good for the people at Possum Kingdom to be able to really see the conversations and the communication that we as a board are having in regards to this, that we're not just sitting back and agreeing with staff recommendations and voting this through. However, after putting some thought to it, talking to some of the directors, I think that the most important thing is that it's we get a high turnout from directors. And I think that from a practical standpoint, it's going to be better and easier for all of us if we meet here in Waco. Does anybody have any?
Well, the other consideration, of course, is I don't know how many staff members we'd have to take to PK if we did that, and that's a big task. So I agree. I think we ought to have it here in Waco.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments on that?
For Waco.
I would.
I understand what you're saying. I don't know. Look how many staff members we have at a regular meeting. If they pick up everybody and go to Possum Kingdom, I think would be
like I said, I mean, personally, I'd love for the people to be able to see the interaction that we have, but from a practical standpoint and really taking it into consideration, I really want as many people to attend as possible from the board. And I think that turnout's going to be easier accomplished here in Waco. So,
Martha, what do you think?
I agree with Wade. I mean, it'd be nice for it to be up there, but and I don't know if all the directors have even been there yet. That might be an opportunity for somebody that hadn't been there to go. But, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, wait, I've always thought the workshop would be up there, but I would love to have a full board at this meeting because I want to hear everybody's comments and thoughts and feelings. And as much staff available with as much criteria or questions or answers for questions that may come up. Kim, you're on the committee. What do you think?
Well, I think it's better to have it here where we have all the information available, where we have the staff to comment on the background or whatever. I just think that we'll get a better turnout. I hope that folks from Possum Kingdom can come down, if that's appropriate.
Any other comments? So we're going to set up for the May the 8th workshop.
May the 8th.
Yes, sir. Any other?
I saw us talk about having the May the 8th course, but now the June, several of us would like to do them back to back. Instead of having to come back down here June the 2nd, it's the Republican convention that week, I understand. Both of them are going to be there. Would it be any detriment to having one back to back? Instead of us all having
to come back. Same day?
So, 8th and 9th, if necessary. And coming back down and having to travel back.
What about if we make any adjustments to any of
that with the bylaws?
Bylaws say what?
Oh, 5 days notice. Items we're going to vote on. We'd have to post resolutions.
Well, we post them 5 days. We post both meetings at one time.
Well, you have to state the actual resolutions, as I understand. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
One is a workshop, one is a board meeting. We can post both at the same time. Open.
The downside of having them back-to-back, well, it would be good to facilitate that. But the downside is if the board says we're not happy with that, let's just pick one. Let's say the dry stack storage. We want you to do a modification to that amendment. Y'all need to go work it, come back and tell us what impact that has. And I don't think we can maybe turn it over in 24 hours from the time that we said it. So there may be some time needed. To satisfy that. I think, Suzanne, I think we could satisfy the requirements of the program. That's not an issue. The 5 day things, if, for example, if you agreed on it today, well, then it's all legal, but it has to be done today.
Not yet.
I was thinking about 7 days later after the 8th and the 15th, because June 5th is so much going on. I know the Republican and a lot of us are going to be out of town. I'll be gone, so I'm not available on the 5th. So. Mm-hmm. The 15th?
And I think that it'd be nice if we could have that, but we have such an important issue. I'd rather not shove it that close together. I like some of us, there's going to be a lot of good, hopefully a lot of good stuff coming. We're going to hear a lot of stuff from the public. I hope it's a very constructive workshop, and I'd like to have some time for those kinds of things. Any modifications we might have, make sure that we're all comfortable with it.
I have a concern, though.
All right.
You want a full board for the workshop. I think it's equally important to have a full board for the decision.
I do, too. I'm not suggesting that we not observe, obviously, the convention, but to reschedule. We had an opinion here by Bob that it might have a meeting a week later or something.
It's my polling that perhaps school cannot be available, say, for June the 5th. So this way you have some consensus as to why we might be moving that meeting.
Sure. Raise your hand if you're not available for June the 5th. 5, okay. what would be a good day?
How about just move it back 1 week to June 12th?
May
15th. We have June the 12th. What does May 15th look like for everybody? We'll try that one.
Thank you.
Sorry?
I think a little longer, instead of rushing between the committee or the workshop and the board meeting, I think a little bit longer time would be more beneficial.
Mr. Skaggs? I'd be in favor of June.
on a week later than on June the 12th?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What did June the 12th look like?
Well, I can't be here. I can't be here on the 12th.
Okay.
Everyone else can. Maine.
What is the next Monday after that?
I have a problem for June.
Yeah, probably the month of June.
No, let me tell you my problem and you'll understand.
Okay.
I've got a great baby with you in Indiana. We're standing out of late at any moment. With 21 members, you could have just pick a date.
It's like May 22nd has been thrown out.
May 22nd should be okay.
Suzanne, you got a winner.
Oh, right. My son's 44.
May 22nd, what is that?
Is it?
38.
What? All right. You must be
young. May 22nd for the board meeting then.
Okay, that's good. Well, it's going to compress it, and I mean we'll work however how long we need to work to answer the questions, but it's going to press us to get all that done. But we'll attempt to do it.
Well, then with that in mind, I think the board needs to. Have that in mind when we have our meeting on the 22nd, knowing that if there are some things are not quite complete, it's our fault, not staff's. We understand that. We appreciate that.
And we'll give you, if we run into a problem, I'll give you an email and say, hey, we're having trouble with this. And,
yeah.
Here's
getting out packets and that kind of stuff, and it's complete. Let's all give, remember that. We'll get to fussing about it. That these things will be done as quickly as possible, but it's going to take some time for the staff.
And along that line, whenever you have the discussion and you go home, it's not going to be done to meet the 2 weeks' notice to get the information out of where you have to vote on these heavy things. We'll get it to you as quickly as we can, and we may have to parcel it out. It won't come out all in a nice little package, but we may have to get it out as it's available. So you'll have to work with us on that.
Okay, well, you're working with us, and we appreciate that very much. Okay, at this time, I think it'd be a good time for a break, and following the break, we're going to go into executive session.